Hi, I'm Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice. One thing I enjoy about J.E. Taylor's books are that characters often cross from one series to another, connecting with new characters and moving the story forward. Back in 2015, I recorded The Death Chronicles, where we meet Nick, who takes over the responsibilities of death, guiding people beyond this life. Now, in 2019, he figures into this current series, Fire Cursed, working with Faith Kennedy, Lucifer's daughter. I ran across another interesting connection researching a reference to graffiti on a building that was so specific I wanted to understand and be able to picture the location described in the third Fire Cursed book, Judgment Day, that I'm working on now. C.J. Ryan and Faith Kennedy hunt for Lucifer through a number of abandoned buildings, one of which is the Hudson River State Hospital in Poughkeepsie, New York. The buildings were designed by Frederick Clark Withers in the High Victorian Gothic style in 1867, and the place opened for patients in 1871. The connection for me came when I found out one of the grounds designers was Frederick Law Olmsted. He figures into another series I'm working on, the Heroines Behind the Lines Civil War series by Jocelyn Green. He designed Central Park and learned from one of Green's characters that his work ousted a number of Irish families from a stable, safe neighborhood and into slums like Five Points, where their lives took a turn for the worse, and also headed up the U.S. Sanitary Commission during the Civil War, which eventually became the Red Cross. Sadly, the hospital and the grounds were abandoned at last in 2003, so Olmsted's work there is no longer able to be appreciated. So we go from a paranormal series where the devil himself, death himself, and angels are the main characters, to a Christian historical novel about the American Civil War with real-life heroes, and find a connection. And I get to read both. I love my work. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Richcreek. Thanks for listening. Copyright 2019.